because it could be bad or good.
Ask a parent that, well, I mean, generally, if you're in a lot of trouble, you're going to ask an adult for help around you.
Like, an adult that we know.
You prefer an adult that you know, but if you're ever in a scenario where you don't know the adults around you, you can ask an adult you don't know for help.
You mean when you hear the bell and something really bad has happened, then you have to tell somebody?
Mm-hmm. You understand, Cade?
Mommy? That guy is going down
because
he smacked the cow.
Well, I prayed that God would help his heart, not that he would go down. I want God to help him.
I want God to receive him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to get our notebooks out. You got to clean your work areas first. Clean those work areas. Rag. Don't just sweep it on the floor. I swept yesterday. I don't want little crumbs on the floor, okay? Unless you guys are going to sweep. Get all the table cleaned.
I am going to clean the table.
Don't put coins in with food. Keep coins clean.
What are you doing?
I said food.
Clean the table.
Beep boo.
Get a rag.
Beep boo.
Yeah.
Get a rag, Hope. There's one on the counter. There's one on the counter. A rag. See the blue rag right in front of your face? Look in front of the sink. Okay, use that to wipe the table down. Luke, come back so you can do your Bible time, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's why I packed my stuff.
Your stuff is here. No, Hopi. You're going to sweep the crumbs into your hand and put them in the trash can. Sweep them. Look, sweep these into your hand and then put them in the trash can.
And throw it in the sink.
Okay. Don't throw it. Place it in the sink.
Only the shirt.
You can even use the rag, like this, and then just grab everything up, and then you can carefully empty the rag into the trash. Are you happy? Is your name Happy? Is your name Happy? No, Milky. Is your name Happy?
What you doing to my shirt? Did you catch it?
Okay, get your notebooks.
Mommy,
get your notebooks. This is the best
bag that you can ever get.
Really?
Yeah. This is the best bag that you can ever get.
Victory, we're not doing milk. Do you want a drink? Do you want a drink? Daddy, can you get him a drink? Want some juice? You do? Okay, go to Dada. We have orange juice.
Orange
it's okay.
Juice.
They could have diluted orange juice.
What do you see? Orange juice.
Yeah.
I like orange juice.
Okay.
Mom, can I have orange juice?
If you sit down. Hope, if you sit down and get ready for Bible, Daddy will help you. But if you don't sit down and get ready for Bible, you cannot have any.
I'm going to sit down for Bible.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, you too.
Mom, I can't put my stuff.
Okay, you got to get rid of your banana peel. Don't make that get all over your hands. I've been waiting for 4.5 minutes for you guys to get ready.
What are you talking about? I'm ready. Wait, are you
talking
to all of us?
All of you.
Well, I'm ready.
Good. You should be the quickest because you're the oldest, right?
I'm the quickest.
You're not the quickest. You're doing it now, and I'm happy, but Cade was the quickest.
Now I'm the quickest.
No, I am, and you're just slow.
Uh-huh.
You're making fun of Luke.
Okay. You guys get something to write with? Look, Cade's ready. Look how good that is. Look how lovely.
Mama, I'm going to do a Bible.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to pee in Cade's.
Whew! Okay, I got to get off caffeine slowly.
I gave you half today.
Thank you. I'm getting a little headache. I think I should take some kind of headache pill.
Dad, can I have some, please?
Okay, Psalm. Let's write it. Psalm. This is actually one of my favorite psalms. Psalm 24. Guess who wrote it?
David.
You're right. He didn't write every single psalm, but he did write most of them. David. Good job, David. Okay. This is a Psalm of David. He says, thanks, Daddy. Thanks, buddy. To Jehovah is the earth and its fullness. Let's draw a big earth down here. Okay, and then you can draw some land features. Like some land. Just imagine.
And some animals.
You could draw some animals. What does the earth look like if you're far away from it?
Just looks like a big blob.
You think so?
Yeah. Just looks like
thanks,
a big
Daddy.
Oath of Play-Doh.
This is the land on the earth. Jehovah, to Jehovah is the earth and its fullness. Okay, I'm going to make some water. Are you going to make water on your earth?
I would like to make
some water.
Black water.
Black water?
Yeah.
Make ooh. Bloody water. Lookie, make bloody water.
So everyone can die? Mom, I should make bloody water.
Well, so, that was one of the plagues.
So I'm gonna bloody water. I like.
There's my earth.
Bloody water. I'm not sure if killing every firstborn son is a plague. Is it a plague?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Wait, did the son die from the plague?
Hey, where's my black?
All the firstborn Egyptians
died. Where's my black purple?
No, only the people with the lamb blood.
I don't have my black purple.
You gotta put your markers back in.
Because the Egyptians didn't put lamb blood on their door, they died.
This is the only marker that I took out.
Maybe you didn't put it back in careful last time. See if Cade or Luke has an extra one. You have your juice?
Luke,
what?
Luke, if you have an extra black.
You gonna go out?
Yes. Wanna go outside? Wanna go out?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go out.
Hey, she didn't even say please.
Let's go out.
What a fluff muffin.
All you have to do is say a simple word, please.
No, no, baby. Uh-uh.
Ah!
I
gave
you
a black, very
see
nice.
The earth?
That was nice.
Okay, and he said, the world and the inhabitants in it.
I'm
so,
not even done calling
you.
My own.
Huh?
I messed up.
You can do another. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I'm going to put some people on my earth. You could put some people in your
earth. Hers is always perfect because she has way more practice.
Your people are
They're a little hard to see.
They're super hard to see.
Here's my little people on the land.
They're like little tiny minions.
Yeah.
See mommy, the ball? Mommy, the poisons are like little tiny minions.
I'll make a really good old.
Mommy.
Okay.
The poisons look like minions.
That looks so good.
Mommy, the poisons look like little tiny minions.
He said, the world and the inhabitants in it. For he on the seas hath founded it, and on the floods he doth establish it. Noise. Okay. You know what you could even do? Is you could make little fishies in the sea. Maybe. Because that is an inhabitant in the earth. All the fish of the ocean.
The paper's gonna rip.
That will then maybe only try to pass over one area once with the marker. There's my little fish. Oh, birds are also inhabitants of the earth.
Mommy.
What?
One more
fish. Sure.
Can I have another fish?
I want more keys.
Here's some birds over the earth flying. They're inhabitants of the earth.
Can you cut it up in squirrels?
My little birds.
Did you see one of Hope's pieces?
Pieces?
It was literally a piece of quiche. It was literally only a straight line.
I didn't. Thank you, Daddy.
Did you give me a quiche?
Okay.
Yes! I get the quiche. Go!
He said, who goeth up into the hill of Jehovah? So I'm going to make a little hill. On my land. There's my hill. He says, who rises up in his holy place?
There's also a habitat, Mom.
Mommy.
No, they're biomes.
Mommy.
Thank you.
Mommy.
What?
You should also make a...
Deserts are biomes.
And also a devil place.
Deserts are biomes.
Oh, a desert?
Yeah.
All right,
deserts
I'll make...
Deserts are biomes.
Let's make a desert biome somewhere. Let's choose this one. Here's a desert.
Here's the biomes.
Cactus is a lot biomes. Mommy, cactus is a lot biomes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like cactuses.
He says, those who have a clean hand. I'm going to draw a clean hand.
But not a dirty hand?
Right, these are the ones that can go up to the hill of Jehovah. He says, those that have a pure heart, I'm going to draw a heart with no spot or blemish. Who hath not lifted up to vanity his soul, nor hath sworn to deceit. He beareth away a blessing from Jehovah, righteousness from the God of his salvation. Mm-hmm. This is a generation. Oh, that looks really so beautiful. That looks really good.
Mom, I think far away Solomon went.
Yeah? He said he bears away a blessing from Jehovah. I'm going to write the word blessing. What color should I do in him?
Purple.
Blue. Purple. Okay, white.
I'm going to pick a color between blue and purple.
I want it to be white.
You can't write in white and have it be seen. So I'm going to write blessing. Bless.
Hey, that's gray.
Ing.
What did she care about that?
It's like a purple-blue color. Ooh, righteousness from the God of his salvation. Blessing, I'm going to write righteousness. Righteousness. from the God of his salvation. Boy, I love that. And I'm going to make a cross because who gave us salvation?
God.
Cade, put that away.
God.
Jesus, right?
For what?
Put the book away. Jesus gave us salvation.
No, so. He died to forgive our sins.
And that's how we have salvation.
Mommy, he died to forgive our sins.
You're right. But that's the way that he died for us, to give our sins in order so we could have salvation.
It's eating the door.
So this is my cross for Jesus.
Mommy, I saw Maverick eating the door. Licking the door. He's also eating it.
He's a silly. This is a generation of those seeking him. Okay, I'm going to draw an eyeball because we're seeking God. Okay? What color eye should I draw?
Oh, I know, purple.
Purple, what? No. What? How about I make a brown eye, because we got mostly brown eyes.
Hey, I know what you can do, a gray eye.
But we don't have gray. Let's do brown eyes to represent
Daddy
that we.
Daddy has a gray eye.
Daddy has blue eyes. Beautiful blue. You can draw an eye because we are the generation seeking the Lord.
Can you adopt my eye?
Mommy?
Because I don't really know how.
Mom, you look like a little title.
I do not know. Mama, can you adopt my eye?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to... Oh, I like your birds in the sky.
Do you want me to
be
so
beautiful?
Like it to be, because then it would be easy.
Where do you want it? Okay, you do. And your eyelashes?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you make an eye.
Watch what I'm doing.
Okay.
With three eyes.
Wow. Okay, this is a generation of those seeking him. Seeking thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Okay, let's draw a face because we're seeking the face of God.
There. Do you like my eye?
Yeah. And God is happy if we're seeking him. So let's draw a happy, happy one.
I am happy, happy.
He's got ears.
Happy, happy.
He can hear our prayers. He's got ears.
I'm happy, happy.
If we're not seeking God, he's not happy. But we are seeking him, so he's happy. Right?
Happy, happy.
And he said, lift up, O gates, your heads, and be lifted up, O doors, age during. And come in, doth the King of Glory. I'm going to draw doors that are opened. Here's my passageway. And here's my door that God opened for me.
God kind of has girl hair.
Girl hair?
Because he has the long hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the door God opened for us. He said, lift up your gates, your heads, and be lifted up. I'm going to draw a gate up above here that's been lifted up because God opens all the gates. Oh, bless you. I'm going to draw kind of a medieval design with spikes in the bottom.
Hey, I'm going to write holes at the bottom.
Okay, yeah.
How about?
Don't tear it out. What are you doing?
I'm getting it to victory.
Okay. But you're going to actually ruin your notebook that way. It'll ruin your notebook because it'll tear. There's a page on the other side of that. That's how these notebooks are made. And they're stuck together. Look, this page has a twin on the other side of it. See how it's connected? Can you see this? See how it's connected? So if you tear this out, it'll ruin the other side, whatever it's connected to. So I like, why don't you give him this one?
Dada!
Don't give him a pen, marker.
No.
Nice, baby.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You want color? Yeah. Are you so big? You gonna do a coloring? Yeah.
Is Kate setting you up? With your pencil?
He's no, because I have to teach you with this. I'm gonna do my iron gates that God lifted up for us. You make your iron gates that God lifted up. Can you make your iron gates? No, ma'am. Too loud. Daddy, I still need the time of departure and arrival for the camping, okay?
Friday? Or are you talking about Pinnacles?
Pinnacles.
I was hoping to leave here Saturday by like 11 or 10.
Saturday at 11 or 10.
We could just go ahead and say 10, I guess.
Okay.
So that we could get to that harvest host by the time that they're allowing us to arrive, which is noon.
Okay.
And then we would leave the RV and drive down to be with people for Saturday afternoon, right?
Uh-huh.
Evening. And then coming back, to check out Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So when time do you want to get back? What's a reasonable time that we believe? 10 or 11?
In the morning? I don't know. I mean, you know more than me. That's why I was asking you. So.
Checkout is probably 11. So I would say maybe move back here by 1.
Okay. Okay. So Tuesday, 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Okay. Yeah, good. I love it. That's so good, Hopi. Good job. These are very special pictures. Okay, Kate, did you make your gates and your iron doors opening?
Oh, wait, you should make them gray because iron is gray.
Oh, okay. It could be gray. You're right. It could be like a gray. Okay, let's see. God lifted up the iron gates for us. You know why he says that? Because God lifts up gates that block us from doing things that God wants us to do. But God says, oh, you're going to do the things that I want you to do. I'll help you. And he lifts up those gates for us. That's why he says this. And sometimes we even got to pray that God would lift the gates up for us. Sometimes the devil wants to keep the gate down. And so you need God to say, like, send an angel, lift that gate up, and they'll go have a fight, and the angel will win. Okay.
And the devil will not.
Mm-hmm. And then David says, who is this? Wow, the King of Glory.
Mama,
Jehovah, look, strong and mighty.
I wrote a body.
That's good. Let's make a strong arm, because Jesus has the strong arm. Okay, keep writing, babe. Let's make a strong arm because God is mighty in battle. So he's got all the muscles and the power.
Like that?
Stronger than any man. Yeah, I like it.
Like that.
He's got all those muscles. That's right. God is so strong.
Oh, wait.
He wins the battles.
Actually, not like that.
And then because God is a king, let's put a crown on God. God is the king, right? Let's make a golden crown on God.
Look at his muscles.
Wow. Can you make a crown on his head? Make a crown. However you think a crown should look. Whatever is the finest crown you could think of. That's the even better crown that God has. I'm going to put jewels.
Hey, I know a way.
Yeah? I'm going to put rubies on mine. Rubies and all these amazing emeralds.
Emeralds are green.
These are emeralds.
And let's measure
Yeah. I'm gonna make some sapphires on the crown. And I think I'm gonna make some diamonds.
That's exactly right, Mom.
Around a very fancy crown.
I can't see no diamonds.
All right. Kate, I hope you made your crown. All right. I don't see it. Jehovah of hosts. He is the King of Glory. This is the King of Glory, guys. Praise be to God. Okay.